Zoe 101.
So like after I was too old for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, like
too.
Around like the like early 2000s.
Okay. Because I wasn't too old.
You weren't too old, but you were probably too cool.
Coming to you all the way from coming to you all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, Go On Podcast presents How Embarrassing with Molly and Jeff.
Forgot you got your power taken away.
I know. I don't have the buttons anymore.
How embarrassing!
How embarrassing!
How embarrassing! Well, 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 welcome episode of How Embarrassing. It's a podcast about all of our embarrassing lives. My name is Molly.
And I'm Jeff.
And that over there, that's Mackle.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, well, y'all. How's it going, fellas?
Oh, my God. So good.
Oh, joy to the world.
You guys both seem like you were sarcastic when you said that, but I'm going to push through and say I'm feeling joy with my boys.
I love it.
I got that joy with my boys.
We're the joy boys.
Yeah,
joy boys.
We're the joy boys.
It's hard to say.
We're the joy boys. That's the new name of the podcast, is the Joy Boys.
Oh, wow.
Did anyone embarrass themselves this week?
No.
No? You?
I don't think so.
God, I would think you
Wait,
would
what happened? What happened?
Time.
What happened this week? What happened?
I'll tell my story.
Yeah, go for it.
I
guess I have
down.
One too. Oh, yeah. He did.
Oh, that's right. Tell us all about it.
I was walking down Collie Avenue. I had just talked to this woman in a store who was like, really cool.
Store. Did she have a stork?
We were kind of vibing. Like, it was kind of cool. I was like, okay, like, new friend. Yeah. She, like, knows me from the internet.
Whoa.
So I thought that was cool. She recognized me.
No shit.
And I'd love to meet a fan. And so I was talking, and then I left the store, and I tripped on the sidewalk. And not like tripped and caught myself, like fully ate shit. My phone like skittered across. This was on Collie Avenue, very busy street. There were tons of cars driving by. Phone skittered.
Yeah, this was at like rush hour time on a Friday,
yeah,
right?
Like banged up my knee. My hand, like, you know when you fall and your hands get just like rocks all in them?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My hands are like filled with rocks. I'm like, and I had to like peel myself off the concrete and like keep going. It was horrible.
That is awful.
I'm so sorry.
It was so bad. Like something about falling down. Falling down, A, as an adult, B, completely sober, C, during the daytime.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a triple whammy of
whoop,
bad.
Whoop.
I was
bad.
So mortified. Yeah. Like,
God damn it.
But yeah, I had my rocks in my hands. I called my mom. I was like, I fell down.
And you immediately sent it to our chat, too.
I had to. I was shaking. I sent it to the chat. I sent a voice memo so you guys could hear the horror in my voice. I was trembling.
Well, I mean, and I was ready. Like, I had my whole first aid kit, and I live right down the street. I was like, I'm ready. Where are you?
I should have just run over and be like, Matt.
Oh, God.
I just reacted to it and forgot about it instantly.
Yeah. That makes
sense. As Jeff do.
That's honestly, like,
as Jeff do.
Pretty much nailed the dynamic here. Like, I complained and yelled about something. Matt took it seriously. Jeff forgot it ever happened.
I do feel like every time I'm, like, leaving my house, since I live on a busy street, like, and the sidewalk on that busy street is crooked as fuck.
I think
where
we
there's
have
like,
the same intrusive thought.
The whole time I'm walking, I'm like very careful about my foot placement.
You're gonna trip into traffic.
I'm gonna trip into traffic because it's like people are going like 45 on that road, an inch away from.
I always think like, yeah, hereditary style. Like I'm gonna, and my head's just gonna like,
right.
Across Collie Avenue, and that would scar you for life. You'd have to move probably. Don't you think it would traumatize you if your friend got
if your head fell off, you'd be dead.
No, I meant if I was leaving Jeff's house and my head fell off from a car, I think you'd have to move. You wouldn't want to walk outside.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You wouldn't walk outside every day and just like think about it.
I don't know. I might start a museum.
Or you could, like, honestly, you could write a scary movie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What would it be called?
Final Destination.
Off with your heads!
Get the yeah, yeah, yeah song.
It'll be called Heads Will Roll.
Yeah.
Heads Will Roll!
And it will be about you reanimating my head. So it's just my head talking.
I like this. It's got legs.
You carry me around. I'm like, Wilson, you're volleyball.
Yeah. Or we're like, we can't let the podcast end. So we figure out how to strap your vocal cords up to a microphone so we can get those same squeaks and pitches.
Yeah, you put all my parts back together. You put all my parts back together in different places where they work the best.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I love this combo. This is real good.
So I think
that's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
If that happened.
You would have to piece me together in the way you see fit.
It is scary though. I'm always I might die right now every time I'm leaving my house. Not in a car.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry you feel that way.
I have something I did embarrassingly.
Oh.
I love this.
Do it.
For me.
Kind of.
Do it.
It wasn't my fault, okay?
What the fuck, dude? I didn't fucking say that.
My new lease started, and...
New lease!
New lease.
Non-life, just new rent. Rent.
Oh, okay.
New
rent
lease.
Went up.
Who dis?
How fun. But
it's too quiet in here. I'm going to turn on the fan.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting hot.
There's no such thing as too quiet for the podcast.
I'll put it right on my feet.
You used to make me be under a blanket.
That's true. And we are verbally speaking right now.
Yeah, we're very verbal. Yeah, what do you mean it's too quiet? We're speaking.
But anyways.
I have autism or ADHD or whatever the kids say these days.
Okay.
I don't like too silent. I can't fall asleep silent.
Yeah.
No.
The Teslas that are completely silent inside, I can't stand riding into those. I don't have a car right now, or probably ever, but when I get an Uber that's a Tesla, it's just too eerie.
It's like riding inside of an iPhone.
Headphones is the key.
Yeah, but then I feel like a dick because the driver's like,
you know what I do? I say, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm on a work call, so if you hear me randomly nodding, it's not. Don't worry about it. And I sit and listen to whatever on my headphones, and every once in a while I go, yeah, okay.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I always say, sorry, I'm on a work call. I'm just listening mostly. I might have to chime in.
I would just put my headphones in and say, I'm not here to be friends with you. Drive me where I want.
Yeah, but some people they rate you. They rate you.
God, honestly, I haven't been in one for so long.
They pull you over to the side of the road and rate you.
They rate you. And if they rate you low, then you don't get any more rides.
Oh, no.
If they rate you high, you're in demand.
Okay.
So.
I think two different jokes are happening.
Back to what you did, Beth.
Yeah, but I'm fine moving on from it.
We're two separate comedians. We have different takes on rate.
Anyways, I went to edit my auto pay for the new rent since it went up.
Oh, because of your new lease.
Of my new lease. And I guess...
Callback!
When I hit edit... It's not a callback when it's me trying to tell a story and you guys are interrupting.
No, remember we... Oh.
What just happened?
Matt just fell down, kind of.
I fell upwards. Okay, first off, it was a callback because remember when you told the joke, I got a new lease, and then I laughed, and then you called it back. The second one, so in the basement, there is a curve upwards. It's not a floor and then wall.
Uh-huh.
And my chair just did a fucking I'm a skateboarder, man.
You freaking you ollied.
I ollied.
You just did a little... ramp up the,
anyways,
the sidewall.
So what about your joke lease?
I went to edit it to put the new amount in.
Yeah.
And when you hit edit and then put the new amount in and then save, apparently it fucking creates a whole new one and doesn't. So then I had two auto payments that went off at the same time.
That's so stupid.
And one of them didn't go through. So now I got charged. My fucking credit score went down and blah, blah, blah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That actually does fucking suck.
And I try it. When I saw it, the second one hadn't gotten through yet. And I was trying to email them and call them to cancel it.
Yeah.
And they just ignored me.
Hey, what matters about credit score?
I don't know. It's this capitalistic thing where
a lot of things.
Why do people get hooked on it?
You can't get places you can't get an apartment certain areas if they like
mortgage, loans, leases, all that sort of stuff. Like,
anything that uses credit.
It is astounding how much I live in the world and am on the grid very much and understand very little of what I'm doing.
Well, your husband has a good credit score and takes care of his finances. Because of your husband.
Yeah, but is it?
Do you know what your credit score is?
Last time I checked, because I had to check when I bought my house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the highest it can be?
I think 850.
Okay, yeah. So I was like 720-ish.
That's good. That's good. That's really good.
Something like that.
I may have recently been dating somebody who thought that it was okay to like keep a balance on your credit card month to month, and that was better for your credit score. And I was like, no, you're actually being charged interest.
It's better for your credit score, but it's bad for your like economic well-being.
No, you need to pay it off.
No, but having
to pay off the balance every month.
Oh, I've had balance on my credit card since my sister got married in Ireland, and I had to put flights on it.
No.
But if you have a credit card that you don't use at all, it's bad for your credit.
Not really. Because a big thing is being below 10% of your total credit limits, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like right now I have like $200,000 in credit limit, but I use less than 10%.
Okay.
Which I was a little obsessed with getting that. So I would ask the credit card companies, I'd be like, can you increase my credit limit? And they're like, do you want to spend more? I was like, yeah. But I have my fingers crossed behind my back.
Oh shit, you fucking got there.
It was a fib.
I went through the whole thing of my bank was just increasing my credit limit all the time because it was getting close and I was like, increase it. And so I just got a lot of debt that I've been working off for years now.
I was about to say, I've got probably $6,000 in debt.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it's just been sitting. Like, I paid for my flights to Ireland for my sister's wedding, and then my dog did meth, and then, just one thing adds to another.
Sometimes I think about, like, what if I just went crazy and just, like, use all $200,000 of my credit.
Do you think they would like stop it before you got that far?
No, they would never.
No,
why would they? Spread out over like
they would love to have
30 different
the
credit
hole.
Cards. Yeah. Oh, I could do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably have done it based on the amount of figurines sitting on this table.
Oh, I have spent a lot in toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop talking about credit.
Wait. What is crazy and embarrassing?
Yeah.
Have you ever like really tapped into what people you know are selling on Facebook Marketplace?
No.
Sometimes
I don't go on Facebook, let alone the marketplace.
Oh, well, it'll come up on my news feed sometimes, like so-and-so has listed an item for sale. And it's always like some piece of shit thing that you're like, why?
Why didn't you just throw this in the trash?
Yeah, like I saw a girl selling a coffee mug for $5.
No
Facebook
way.
Marketplace.
Like, a coffee mug?
Yes.
Keep it. Use it.
I like
or dump it.
Always like girls from my high school selling like toddler baby clothes, $20 or like whatever. I'm like,
that one makes sense.
Sure.
Because baby
bit.
Clothes are fucking crazy priced and you can fit in them for like less than a month.
Yes. But like it's like someone posted a beekeeping suit.
No. Oh, did you get it?
No.
I would love that.
I want that.
Like $400.
That's good. That's a steal.
like just the weird.
They put an
like,
extra zero in there.
Or like empty decorative wine bottles. Or like like people sell
that's
the,
not something you
someone
sell.
Someone sold like a fucking broken TV for $10. I'm like, why would anyone pay?
Damn, a lot of the things I gave to Goodwill, I should have sold. Apparently,
it's there's no way these things are selling. Like,
right.
It's the most insane thing.
And I don't want to deal with a stranger for $5.
Yeah, there's like, nothing more.
I'd pay a lot of money to not have to talk to people.
Yeah, like people are just selling whatever on Facebook Marketplace, and like I don't think anyone's buying it. And then you just get exposed. You get exposed to all your Facebook friends
and your hoo-has.
About,
and your tutas.
Yeah, you just get exposed for everything you're listing. It's wild. Madness, I tell you. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
So, but How do you see your friends who are selling this stuff?
It pops up on my newsfeed. Like my Facebook homepage, okay, it'll right. pop up and I'll be like...
I guess, maybe I have like, that turned off. I never see anything that any of my friends, or maybe my friends are just like high class and yours are trash.
Yeah, I think it did all start when my cousin started posting like baby like baby bows and stuff. Like bows for a baby.
I got some baby bows I can throw at them. Yeah, bop, bop, bop.
It's just like...
I'm hitting my elbow.
It's so weird what people are selling. I find it bizarre.
Now, I could understand selling a baby boa.
Constrictor.
Well, no, just like a little feather thing for a baby. Little feather.
Don't
boa.
You? Hey, if y'all are trying to sell any
That'd
of my toys down
cute,
here.
Cute, dude. But no, people list a lot of stuff and it's wild to see. Oh my God, we do have a baby
Don't,
boa.
You're not allowed to sell any of my toys.
Okay, but
they're mint condition collectors.
Boa, it's crazy to see what people think things are worth. Because sometimes the prices, I'm like, you think you're gonna get that for?
Oh,
that?
The prices!
You know what I mean?
I don't know. There's suckers born every day.
There are suckers born every day.
Let's do an ad break.
Yeah.
So cute in his boa.
Hello, this is Bethany. Is your dog still available for sale?
Oh, actually, he's priceless.
You put him on Marketplace. Is he still available?
Oh, that
the
dog.
The wooden dog.
That dog. Yeah, he's available.
Cool. I'll come pick up. You...
Okay, but I'll only let him go home with you if he comes when you call him.
Roof, okay.
Roof.
Wooden
That's him
dog.
In the background. That's him right back there right now.
Cool. I'll be right over.
Okay, any woof, other questions?
Woof. 2 cents?
Sure.
I used to be a easy. Wooden dog, but now I'm a real dog.
Shut woof. Up, Pinocchio dog.
Wait a second.
Don't pay attention to him.
This isn't a wooden dog come to life situation, is it?
No, no. Ignore his tail getting longer.
That's not his tail getting longer.
He's wooden. I swear.
No, there's some type of curse on this thing.
Oh, shit.
An old spiritual woman cursed me.
Hey, can you give me a second with Pinocchio Dog?
Oh, no.
Sure.
Don't leave me alone.
Hey, Pinocchio Dog, come
what?
Here.
What do you want?
You're blowing this for me.
I don't want to live. I want to be wood again.
I know, and you know that I can't take care of a wooden dog. I have a termite problem.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have to class it up for this guy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. We're sorry about that. Pinocchio Dog's ready to go.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
Isn't he talented?
Wait, I kind of just wanted like a wooden dog.
He's wood.
Yeah, but I wanted something that I could just like sit there and forget about and not have to take care of.
Well, in that case, take my wife.
The How Embarrassing Podcast is a proud sponsor of marriage. Go on down to your local city hall and get hitched, you bitch.
I have a rash.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm covered in bug bites.
Bug bites or rash?
Bug bites.
You like Wait. Made eye direct eye
Is this
contact.
Real?
Yeah, I want to see some of it.
Yeah,
but
please.
But you can't. I'm in my winter body right now.
Let's
so
see them.
Don't be.
Let's see them.
Okay, so there's a patch over here.
Where'd you get them from?
I'm seeing like.
Oh, Molly, those are bed bug bites.
There's a patch over here.
Those are bed bug bites.
What?
Yeah, where is it more? There's three.
There's three? What does that
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I see three of them in a row. That's not good.
I have one here.
Bed bugs bite in a certain amount?
I have
yeah.
one under my tit.
Okay, that's nothing. But yeah, that groups of three one is concerning. Oh,
what?
Really?
I had bad bugs real bad. It sucked.
How did I get them?
I don't know. Did you travel recently?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, those lazy fuckers, like, they feed
you
off of
to,
you.
You went to, like, Michigan.
They feed off of you, and they're like, they travel a bit, they feed off you again, and then they travel further, and then they just get too lazy. So that you got one, two, skip one, and then three. No, probably not. But they usually on your torso and legs and arms.
She really wants to show her underbreast.
Wait.
Are they itchy?
Yes. Horribly itchy. But Barrett doesn't have any.
They probably won't bite through his hair.
Actually, you might be right about that. The guy is really fucking hairy.
He has a lot of thick.
Did he travel
hair.
With you?
No.
Mm.
I didn't travel.
You went to Michigan.
That was weeks ago.
You went to Maryland.
That wasn't like staying in a hotel travel. That was in a car.
Mm-hmm. Whose car?
You slept in a car?
I went to... Sorry, I drove in my car. I'm scared. I think I should go.
How long have these been persistent?
Not persistent. They just popped up on Saturday.
Oh, these are the first sightings?
Yeah, this is my first batch.
Mm-hmm. I can think of a reason.
Is it STD?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know. I'm scared.
I think it's nothing.
I'll show you pictures of bed
bugs. Bugs bite.
Do they look like this?
I do just get, but that looks like my
don't
back
you know, like,
knee.
I feel like I get random like fucking itches and rashes like daily.
Oh, I'm a rashy ass. That's why I didn't really think anything
about it. I'm a rashy ass.
That's why I didn't think anything about it until Matt looked at me with 100% confidence and said, those are bed bug bites.
There's three. It's bed bug bites.
Yeah, I was like, what
they
the
always
fuck?
Bite
what
in
do you
threes?
Mean?
I'm telling you.
But don't you think more than just bed bugs would bite in threes? It's kind of like rule of threes. All bugs are comedians.
Are there three bugs?
Here, I'll put this test to it. How many bites does a mosquito bite?
One,
yeah. There
but
we go.
Sometimes you get more than one. And
oh, really?
I used to wake up with spider
bites. Not from the
bites.
Same mosquito, though, do you?
I used to get spider bites.
Yeah, it might be a spider.
It's a bite bug. Fuck. I'm fucked forever.
I mean, okay. If it keeps happening,
I haven't had any new bites since the first bites.
Woof, woof.
And Barrett doesn't have any bites.
Mm. Or maybe he does and he's just not a little bitch about everything.
True.
He doesn't even notice it.
That's not true. He's a little bitch about everything. He would definitely, if he was feeling discomfort, we would know it.
Yeah.
But now I'm really scared. I do just need to, I think, wash my sheets.
But maybe that's it.
Yeah, wash them on high.
Okay.
On high?
Yeah.
High heat?
High heat, yeah.
Just in case there's bugs?
Yeah.
Well, here, let me ask this. Could it be bed bugs? Or could it just be a bug in my bed?
Wait. Here's something.
How do you know if it's a bed bug or just a bug in a bed?
It could just be bug.
Leno.
It could just be bug.
Wait, that was your Leno?
Yeah, that was my Leno.
Here's something. Here's something. There's a bug.
Doesn't he always go say, here's something?
Hey, have you heard about the guy who was afraid that his date was a termite? When she ordered the house salad, he was like, what?
What? That sounds like a Leno joke, honestly.
I think I have termite on my bed.
You know, Leno's never touched his money from the show.
I thought you were going to say he's never touched his wife. You know, Leno's never touched his wife. Just a cold, cold man.
He only touches his Tonight Show money.
Cold steel of his cars.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He touches his cold cock.
Maybe he's going to wait until he's like almost dead and then just spend all of his money on credit cards.
I think I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm just ugly forever now.
Oh my god.
I have flakes on my scalp.
That's not ugly. It's just a condition.
I've got a
dandruff?
Scalp condition.
It's just dandruff.
I've got a bug in my bed.
Okay, well, they're all fixable.
I fell down in public. Like,
you might have
loser.
Maybe you have a neurological disorder.
Well, you have a pretty good credit score.
I feel like I'm the loser from the high school movie.
No. Hey.
I don't know. Take off your glasses. Let's see.
Y'all are...
Put it back on. Put it back on.
Hey, if this helps you feel better, this is a weird statistic that you're going to be like, oh my God, is that true? My high school 20 reunion is this year.
Shut the fuck up.
Is
fucking
that crazy?
Wild.
You're not big enough.
I know, right?
You're not big enough.
I graduated in 2004. You're still and it's 2024.
From high school?
From high school, yeah.
Wait.
Is that crazy?
Wait.
Is that nuts?
That sounds about right. I graduated in 2009.
Yeah, see there.
You five year five difference. More years.
So you're...
I didn't get invited to my 10th. My high school 10th.
I got invited. I don't think my...
I don't think we had one.
Someone... Yeah, we're not having one, I don't think, which is weird.
Someone asked me if I was going who did not go to my high school. They were homeschooled. And they said, are you going? And I said, to what? And they were like, the high school reunion. And I was like, I don't know. When is it? And they're like, this weekend. I was like, what the fuck?
No, I'm not going.
I don't think I understand like about reunions. Who puts them together?
Like whoever the fucking class
like,
president
gonna
was.
Who's going to fucking plan that?
It's like the class president of the year.
Oh, but it can be anybody.
I think my class president. I think my class president got brain damage. So I don't think he's going to be planning it.
Or it could be at a McDonald's.
Okay.
That would be really funny to go ahead and plan it, but
so
then put it in like a horror.
You're in your late 30s?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. We can bleep it out.
No, it's fine. I like being honest.
When did I graduate?
He's younger than Austin.
2010?
I'm younger than Austin by like a little bit, I think.
I don't know.
He
like,
just
I think
turned 38.
Wait, what do you mean just this year? Then I'm
like a
older.
Week ago.
Okay, I'm older than him.
By a little bit. Yeah,
week and a half?
We're close to, yeah, because my birthday's in December and I turned 38.
Remember? Oh, he's shit. A Sag like me.
Okay.
I'm sorry I said how old you are, but no, I didn't, that is a crazy thing.
Isn't it nuts?
My brother's turning 40 this year.
Oh, see, I didn't know that me and your brother were like close in age.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. That's my oldest brother. I have a middle brother who's only 3 years older than me. He just yesterday turned, 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
36? I think 36.
I had something that was embarrassing or like something that happened.
Okay.
I can't remember.
And it was your reunion, your class reunion.
Breaking up.
Get this. My class reunion is 20 years. I'm trying to jog your memory.
Hey, here's something.
Hey, did you get that? By the way, I saw that joke on a meme, the house salad joke.
Oh.
I assumed you didn't come up with the joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to come up with a joke whole cloth.
Yeah.
Did you get the house salad, though? Like,
no.
Yeah, because it's a termite.
It's a termite. And she was like, I'll have a house salad. Like a
house.
Salad, a house salad.
I'm in.
A okay. house salad.
I got it. A house salad.
Yeah. Does Jay Leno have a lisp?
He doesn't.
Here's some.
Does it, right? He
has a little bit of lisp.
And it's like a very, it's high
pitched. He probably had to go to speech therapy when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Not like Mike Tyson, though. Early on in your impression, I thought you were trying to do Mike Tyson. And you're like, hey, guys, what's up? What's up, Doc?
Hey, guys. Matt, how far are we in the episode?
We're halfway.
Okay, so we're halfway through the episode.
We're halfway there.
Whoa! And no one's wished me Happy Women's History Month.
Oh!
That's right, bitches. It's my month now, baby.
I don't know. We did a really poor job of Black History Month. So I think we should. I don't think we should celebrate Women's History.
We need to have like Black History
in solidarity
month
with
every month for the rest of the year. Yeah. I think.
We should have Angel here tonight.
Oh, call him. Tell him get here within the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'll say, I know you broke your foot, but...
Women's History Month. Women's History Month. From Gloria Estefan to Amelia Earhart.
And I'm
Molly,
a woman.
Molly's a woman. Molly is a woman. She got a period late, but finally did it. She got a period late, but she finally
That's
did it.
Accurate,
now she's
actually
a woman. She's expulsing eggs out from a vagina. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem.
Who's that?
Gloria Steinem. Harriet Tubman.
Wait, no, now we're going back into Black History Month.
Oh, she's also a woman.
She's
can't
also
be
a woman.
Both.
So wait.
Two
so,
things cannot be true.
What do you have for Women's History Month?
Nothing. I just wanted I just wanted some attention.
Oh, okay.
I felt a little shook from that bed bugs situation.
I mean, if that's the only like three you have, sometimes I get random threes, you know?
I don't know.
I got
you
something.
Were confident.
Here's something.
Here's something.
I think perhaps.
What's her name? Greta Thornburg?
Yeah.
She's a woman.
I think she's a girl.
Oh, are you ready
not
to play
yet,
a game? It's called Is She a Woman?
Yeah, we guess if she's a woman yet.
Do you think she's gonna like make a career out of her shit, or she's gonna hit like 17 and be like, "Oh, I'm over it."
She's like, "I want to work at a movie theater."
Yeah, she just wants to fucking hate out.
I mean, I think she's like in her late, like mid 20s now.
Jeff. Really?
So yeah, I mean, she's in this thing for the long
run. I thought she was like 13 when she first did her speech.
She's 21. She's 21
off.
Now.
She is.
She's 21.
Yeah. She gets drunk.
She legal?
Holy shit!
Wait.
She's born in 2003 and she's 21. I can't hang.
Whoa.
She was born when I was a junior in high school.
She was born when I was 11.
What is her famous line?
Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's gonna get better. It's not.
Really?
No, that's a Dr. Seuss okay. quote.
I was like, I don't think that's it.
That's from
I
the
just
Lorax.
Remember her being like, shame on you. You have taken my future and my childhood.
Oh, that's it.
Something like that.
No, that quote I said was from the Lorax.
You look like a Lorax right
I
now.
I feel like a Lorax.
She just put her headphones in front of her forehead and started lifting her hair straight up.
I got
up.
Real uggo once I turned 31.
You look like John Travolta from Battlefield Earth.
You look like Battlefield Earth from... Fuck! Fuck!
Yay!
And you ruined my future with green eggs and ham when I said, I do not like green eggs and ham, Sam I am.
And damn you all for putting me on the train when I say, I do not want to eat the green eggs and ham on the train. No, Sam.
And I will not, and I could not in a box. And I would not, and I could not with a fox.
See, that's why we need AI, because I would be like, hey, AI, can you make Greta Thunberg read Dr. Seuss? And AI would be like, yes, sir.
Yeah,
I
sure.
I would say, hey, AI, can you lick on these nuts? And AI would be like, show thing, boss.
By the way,
I'd say self-destruct.
In Dune.
I'd say shut down forever. How smart are you?
In Dune, the movie's The Dune by Frank Herbert.
Dune 2?
Yeah, Dune and Dune 2. Did you know,
either.
Molly, that yes. the series of events happened thousands of years after there was a great AI war where robots
yes.
were thinking machines and they yes. enslaved humanity. And then after the Butlerian Jihad,
it became illegal to make
Wait, they're
a robot.
The Butlerian Jihad.
Yeah, like Butler. Butlerian.
It became illegal to make a machine that was smarter than humans.
There you go.
I actually know that because when we got home from the movie yesterday, we looked up Dune Explained on YouTube.
I love Dune.
Did you have you read Anthem by
This is the Anthem, throw all your hands up.
Yeah, have you read the lyrics to that song?
I wanna be just like you.
Have you heard Greta Thunberg read them? You, I wanna just be like you.
This is the Anthem, throw your hands up.
I'm liking this. I might be down with AI now because I think I want AI to do this for me.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what were you saying? Anthem. What is that? Anthem.
Anthem is a book by Ayn Rand.
I figured. Yeah. No.
It's a very short
shut
story.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Her name
shut the fuck
is
up.
Not
Ayn Rand.
I thought it was Ayn Rand spelled silly.
No.
It's Ayn.
It's Ayn Rand.
I've been sounding like a fucking dumb
Have you
dumb
never
bitch.
Heard someone... Have you never listened to a libertarian for more than 2 seconds?
Definitely not. Are you kidding? You think I listen? No.
Libertarians love that bitch.
Someone starts talking about something, I go,
Speaking of
Bye.
Women History Month, let's shout out Ayn Rand.
Yeah. Shout out to Ayn. Sorry I fucked up your name.
You really thought it was Ayn?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
But I did.
I think
it's a good read. I suggest reading it. But
Anthem?
Anthem.
Everyone's like, The Fountainhead.
Yeah. Atlas
the
Shrugged.
Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged were a hard get through for me.
Ugh.
But
I'm too stupid to read long books.
This one,
you're too fascinated by good things.
The anthem's like less than 200 pages.
I'm too into fairies. It's just having sex.
It's a cool like 1940s.
Have they made a movie about it?
If there are not mythical creatures fucking, I'm not interested. Oh my god!
It's a similar thing where like society like has like outreached itself and then like fucking self-destructed. So now there's this community that lives in the middle of the woods and everyone's assigned numbers and they can't like they're assigned their jobs and everything and
the
you're
village.
Not supposed to
like the Holocaust.
Kid Nation.
It's a lot like all these things.
it's a Holocaust meets Kid Nation.
But it reminds me of I don't know. I forgot what I was talking
Did
about.
Did you watch Battlestar Galactica, the new one?
I've never seen any of them.
It has the
but
worst...
I did learn that Richard Hatch died, and it was not the Richard Hatch from Survivor. I thought
wait,
first...
was it Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, that's the actor's name.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
I always thought that the first winner of Survivor won, didn't pay taxes on his winnings, went to jail for a year, got pancreatic cancer, and died.
Whoa.
But that's two epic. Different stories
you
combined.
You did a crossover.
Found that out this weekend and went, what? Richard Hatch is still alive?
Wow.
So Battlestar Galactica.
Is he still making porn?
That might be the dumbest thing you learned late.
Remember Rudy?
Especially, I'm such a Survivor fan.
Yeah,
I thought,
you're a buff head.
Yeah, Rudy's dead, thank God.
Yeah. I remember because my parents watched that. The first season, everybody was in love with the first season. I remember being like in
it's
a grocery
so
store.
The rat and the snake.
And everybody was like, did he win? Did he win? Because nobody knew around the Hampton Roads area. And then, nope. Second place.
No.
Loser.
He's a big old racist. So no, he wasn't second place.
What?
Kelly was second place.
Oh, he didn't even make second place?
No.
I think he was like seventh place.
Oh, good. Good.
You got second and seventh mixed up.
They start with S.
He's a bigoted asshole.
You know what?
He's just
with
an
S?
Old man.
You guys, angry old I one. Think in it's the big. Next 5 years, yeah. I want to apply for Survivor.
That'd be cool as hell.
I'm down.
Because you don't have to have like any skills.
New
right?
season's
no.
out.
Yeah, you just have to be like.
And I think if I
it's
got.
It's all personality.
If I yeah. got accepted onto the show, I would watch all the other seasons and get like Jeff and Austin to kind of give me a crash course in what I should
yeah.
do strategy
oh, yeah.
wise.
Yeah.
So I think.
It's really
I'd...
just making people like you and then like trying your hardest at things.
And that's all I do, baby. All I do is fucking try. I've spent my whole life just trying.
All I do is try, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I am a big
Actually,
old slut.
And never be away from the group for too long.
Oh, okay.
If you go off by yourself for more than like...
Try.
I just got five. This tattoo.
You got... Okay, yeah. I was yeah. like, wow.
All I do
is that
try.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Aww.
All I do
it's
is try.
Could,
don't
right?
you want to
try? That's I think I can. I think I can.
Oh, I want. I think I can. Did you see the picture of my dad? Oh, that's embarrassing. Okay. Oh, here we go.
I loved this.
Okay. I got my embarrassing thing. So.
Oh, it was so.
I went to dinner with my parents at Aberdeen Barn. This is fancy, fanciest manchy steakhouse.
Overblue hair
like
steakhouse.
To go there.
It's the only fucking place they'll go is
yeah,
a steakhouse because they're
with
like
your parents all the time.
It's a very like. Old
yeah, there's a
country.
Lot of old people there.
It's like a blue hair local spot where
Got
like
it.
So the first thing I noticed yeah. was my dad has a liver spot on like kind of like medial
between.
To the anatomical snuff box. A
he
heart.
Means the like fucking part of your hand that's between your pointer and your thumb.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is this an eggshell?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? All right. So anyways, and so he had a liver spot that looks like a heart, and our server, whose name was Ashlyn, and she said, just call me Ash, and that blew my dad's mind. Like, Ash?
Ash? But that's a guy's
Ash?
Name.
That's a guy's name.
What are you, a Pokemon hero?
What are you, one of them transgenders?
Yeah,
what do you got, a Charmander in your pocket?
And
are
she
you
had
happy to see me?
She had a heart tattoo with the initial J. My dad's name is John.
What?
And so I got a picture of them with their heart, his liver spot.
And it's in the same exact spot.
It's the same spot.
It's the same exact spot, the same shape. And her
same
her tattoo is like healed poorly. So like it,
yeah.
It looked exactly like the liver spot.
When I first saw the photo before I like read anything about it, I was like, oh, like like your sister or someone right, like yeah. thought it would be funny and took like a marker and drew it on.
Me and my sister and my niece, we might actually get the like matching tattoos of it because it'd be fucking
hilarious.
That
is so funny.
Especially when he dies soon.
That,
but,
that picture was so good.
So the
like,
embarrassing part.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of the floor and there's it's like a big restaurant and all that sort of stuff. So my dad, there's a lull in the conversation and good old dad who watches Fox News all the time, he looks from up from his plate and he goes, and he has a very deep voice, deeper than mine, and a thick country accent because we're all from West Virginia. He goes, "So what do you think of all these Mexicans coming over the border?" And but louder than that. And my mom
who's he asking?
Me.
Oh.
And immediately my mom goes, "Doug! No,
oh,
Doug.
My God.
That is oh my God. We can't take you anywhere, Doug." Then
I thought his name was John.
Yeah, but his dad,
wait,
he's a junior.
Good point, Molly.
He's a junior. He's John Cole.
Okay.
John D. Cole. D's
Got
for
it.
Douglas.
Got it. And you're Matt D. Cole.
I'm Douglas as well. When my dad dies, I'm gonna change my name to Doug, by the way.
Okay.
Your first name?
Yeah.
Go off, King.
And you're gonna keep your middle name Doug also?
I might just
you
strike
should be
that.
Doug Doug.
Dougie Doug.
Doug Doug Cole. Doug Doug Cole. Doug Doug Cole. Doug Doug.
My name's Doug Doug. And you'll have to get really into digging.
Doug. Doug.
Goose.
Goose. Then
I moved back to West Virginia and dig for that.
There was
coal.
Like this huge party, like walking to the back room behind my dad, and they weren't that far behind him, like maybe like 5 feet away from him, and he literally goes, "God damn, what the hell's that perfume?"
I love unhinged elderlies.
And my mom was like, Doug, no.
I love old people who don't give a fuck.
Doug,
rules.
And it was a predominantly black family. And my dad was like, yeah, he's a little racial.
Yeah.
It is shocking whenever you smell like a really strong perfume from someone walking by and you're like, did you like soak yourself?
What I
it?
Don't get is how people have it on all day and don't get a headache because I get such a bad headache from stuff like that.
Because you're allergic. Some people aren't allergic to perfumes at all. Mm. That's just the key. I'm allergic to perfumes. I used to like try to put on cologne and shit. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I just don't like it stinky.
But also like if you put on cologne, I feel like you like take the bottle and like press it to your palm and like flip it over and flip it back so that it like has the tiniest little circle amount and then like
spray.
Rub that on your neck. It's like
that's
the,
it
you want the tiniest little bit
or you
amount.
Spray delay and walk away.
You but want some people, someone to be close enough that they go, "Ooh, that smells good," and want to get closer. You don't want them
some people just douse themselves
across the street to be like, "Oh shit, what is that? I gotta find out," and cross the street to find
and then they'll get hurt like in your apartment. What if you smell a good cologne
while I'm trying to leave my house?
Okay, I want to play a game.
All right, let's do an ad break.
Yeah,
I don't want to
play a game.
No, do an ad break.
Is the thing working?
No.
What? Why is it?
Maybe it's fate. Maybe we won't do one.
Fate. Oh, there we go. You pressed it too quick.
God damn. Can you smell damn?
I think they smell like turkey.
Oh, it reeks of turkey. Can you believe it?
Well,
they're disgusting.
Dad, I think they're turkeys.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they're all jiving shit, too.
Wait. Dad, I think you crossed the line.
Oh, they crossed the line when they put on all that fucking smelly shit.
Psst. Hey, ma'am, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Are you having trouble with your elderly father and his racist ways
can
at dinner?
Can you help me?
I certainly can.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I love...
What do you love, you little queer?
I love Donald Trump.
Oh, never mind. You're no queer. You're a real man.
Let's walk over here and talk.
Oh, okay. Let me get up out of my chair here. Okay.
That's right. I will follow you around
and I will lead your elderly father away from the dinner table and talk about Donald Trump for 45 minutes. And all you have to do is fuck me.
Sounds like a fair trade.
Molly's not in the mood for fucking commercials tonight.
I got distracted. Sorry.
What are you distracted by?
She's scratching her back, so I think it's her bed bugs.
I'm scared about bed bugs. I'm feeling every bump on my back and squeezing it to see if it's a pimple or a bug bite.
Are you distracted from your podcast about embarrassing stories because you think you have bed bugs?
Yeah.
If so, then call 1-800-BAY-BUG-AWAY.
Bed bug away.
And we'll distract you from your bed bugs by distracting your elderly father at a table.
Hell yeah.
During a fake commercial.
Okay.
You'll forget what this ad was even for.
Yeah.
I'm sure confused.
Yup.
Okay.
What? All right.
Okay.
It's game time.
It's game time.
GT game time. All right.
I only have 3 buttons on my thing.
I know.
Okay.
I can put some more on.
No, that's fine.
Can I go first?
Yeah, but we're going to say the title of the game, do the theme song, and then we're going to describe the game. So.
Do you have to take a shit? Okay, I think she has to take a shit. Let's get this game going before she shits.
Is that what the bed bugs are?
No.
You shit seeping out of your skin.
No.
All right, this game is called Guess the Reels.
Guess the Reels. Guess the Reels.
Guess the real. Guess the real.
Guess reels.
Guess reels.
Guess reels.
All right, you have something to get real about, don't you?
I do, but first we're guess reels.
This game is called Guess Reels. We are going to make predictions of what each other's algorithm of Instagram reels are.
No, okay.
And then that person will look at the first 3 reels. So don't look at your reels yet.
Yeah, okay. So you guys will guess what my first 3 reels are going to be, and then I'll go through, open up Instagram, and I'll go through the first 3 reels and describe what they are.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and say ads don't count if it happens to fall onto an ad.
So people or things or what, anything?
Genres.
Okay.
So like we're going to guess from Molly first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's say, I'm saying at least one's going to be a Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, gotta be. Wait, the reels that she posted?
No. Like, if you go on Instagram and go to reels.
It's like your TikTok.
Like
you could
TikTok.
Use TikTok, right. But we don't have TikTok because our work said
right.
No.
Right. All right. Okay. So, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Dune or no?
I think Dune's a little too specific. I'd say.
Maybe another movie that's recently, like the Mean Girls musical. Wait, is that out yet?
Yeah, I think
I don't know
so.
What the fuck I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to say something baby related because your sister just had a baby. I feel like you probably had a lot of...
These are solid options.
Ooh, and what about like a bug thing?
Honestly, that might be good. I have a feeling she's Googled...
Bug, bites.
On my itchy bites on my body at least 10 times in the past hour.
Taylor Swift, babies and bugs.
Right, I'm down with that. I'm down with this. Okay.
Bumper baby buggy bumpers.
Lock in the answer. We're trying to hit all 3.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, babies and bugs. Opening Instagram.
Babies and bugs would be a good name for her next album.
Babies and bugs. Woo! Babies
Instagram,
and bugs.
Going to reels. The first thing is a dog.
Ooh. Bugs?
It says, congratulations, you found a dog account that will reply to every comment.
What?
What? Is this an ad?
It's literally just a dog laying there.
Okay.
But Bugs is the name of her dad's dog.
Yep.
That's Bugsy.
No, that counts. That counts.
Yes, no.
I don't know if that counts. Okay, second one. Scrolling. This is a home renovation DIY. There's a woman doing
baby room.
Like, wallpaper.
For a baby room, we got it!
You guys, so far you're 0 for 2.
This last was Taylor Swift.
Wait,
baby,
what was
Swift?
The room for? She's just doing renovations to an old house.
It looks like POV, you're frustrated with every high-end home on Instagram having links to things you can't afford, and you just want someone to show you how to make your home beautiful at a reasonable price on a normal budget, then you find my account.
And she's pregnant.
Yay, baby!
It's not baby!
All right, Taylor Swift, come on. Okay. 3 for 3. 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
The last one is POV, you want to start a flower garden and you find my account and it is a lesbian watering plants.
That's Taylor Swift.
Marijuana.
Is that marijuana?
I think that was I think that's a weed grower.
Really?
From the like quick fucking flash I saw of your screen.
Maybe.
They look like little baby marijuana plants.
That okay, so my algorithm honestly I don't think knows me at all. Those were 3 real duds.
So I mean, but they were all kind of around home renovation, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of home DIY.
It like doing it yourself.
Oh, but you've been doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh fuck! We need to go deeper.
We should.
We are very superficial.
Like, oh, Taylor Swift. I know more than Taylor Swift. Oh, she has bug bites. Oh,
okay. So who should we do next?
Do me.
Okay. So,
are we doing TikTok or Instagram for you?
Do Instagram.
Okay.
I think one is going to be political.
Good call. I think one's going to be something that's like either superhero or anime comic-y type
Ooh.
Stuff.
Okay, so we've got politics, comic-y, book-y type deal.
Nice. Man, this
and
is
then,
good.
And then
the third is going to be like
underage girls. I'm joking.
Air horn for that.
No, I think the third is going to be a video and it's just like one like solo white guy talking directly to the camera about
that's politics.
Yeah, that's politics.
Yeah, but I think
unless it's Dylan.
No, I think it's gonna be a guy talking about like reviewing a game.
Okay, let's just go video games.
Say video
okay,
game.
Okay, sorry.
Video game related.
Video game
comic
related.
Ooh, I feel
comic.
Like we're like also like doing a similar thing that we did for you, like getting
but
so small.
I think this time-
yeah, get deeper, man. What am I about?
Skateboard.
Okay. Yeah,
I think we should add politics.
That's
video games and skateboards. Maybe?
Okay, yeah, politics, video games, skateboards. But he's been really into Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, the anime cartoon.
The
thing.
Anime.
Let's
cartoon.
Do anime instead of video games.
Okay, anime cartoon.
Because some video games are anime.
It's a two.
All right, I go to Instagram, then I go to Reels. Where is the Reels button?
Like it's a bottom towards the right. I think second to the right.
Right here.
Yeah.
Cuando?
And how do you say I tell?
Cuento.
And stories?
Cuentos.
And how do you say
oh, this is count? One of those. Everything, cuentes. All the words sound exactly the same in a different language. So he's going to be like, cuentes, cuente, cuento, cuente.
Okay, so that's a language thing.
Okay.
So you
it's
guys
like a
are,
language,
yeah.
Language joke thing. Have you seen, let them finish.
Oh.
You will never know how many stories you tell in Spanish.
Cuando cuentes cuentos, cuenta cuántos cuentos cuentas, porque si no cuentas cuántos cuentos cuentas, nunca sabrás cuántos cuentos cuentas. Easy.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where like a lot of different words sound
all
similar.
All right, see,
to
here's
language.
Why I'm learning German on Duolingo. That
oh.
fucker is
that
infiltrated. All right, yeah.
Let's do the next one.
Next. So you just hit next?
You scroll up.
Scroll up. Oh, Jesus.
We're just walking in front of it like we're not recording.
Hey, it happens. B-word people. None of it's intentional. Never attribute to malice. What can do?
Oh, I know this exact video.
What
it's
is
more
it?
Likely that they're all in their own worlds, doing their own thing. They're not paying attention to the world around them.
It's like,
and we all do it every day, whether you're driving,
man on the
street
type
the
street. Thing.
All of our lives are just as complex as everybody else's. Everything you have
and
going
like,
on, they have going on. Nobody knows what everybody else is going through. We also need to be a little more self-aware and aware of the world around us.
This feels like politics.
No, it's not because it's like
I might.
No, well, it's like this guy in a. Viewing like this like kind of like nerdy weird looking guy on the street
autistic and, autism there you go
kind of but like someone walks in front of the camera and the guy doing the interview was like that was a little weird and the guy's just like I don't know I think they were just trying to get on with their day like,
all right last one here we go
yeah it's an earnest thing
when you offer to look after your friend's cats while they're away.
Cat attacking.
Oh, I've seen this one. The cat
attacking them.
Okay, so what the fuck?
Cat attacks.
Okay, so we're two fails right now.
Didn't get anything.
Does this work at all? The next one is not anything either. Cooking.
Ooh, cooking.
What is going on?
Okay, that's one of mine for Jeff.
Oh, okay. All right, for Jeff is cooking.
I feel like I should guess my own also before we start. I'll let you two go first.
I think one's going to be cooking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think another one is going to be like a music related, like isn't this really cool that the band did this and you didn't know that, or like okay. like some like, you know, behind the music
yeah.
type deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
I'm thinking that's too superficial. Like I really want to get this one.
Okay.
We got to go a bit deeper. Like deeper and more obscure. Wait, what was the first one?
She said cooking.
I like cooking. That's yeah, gonna
like,
be
that's a really solid guess. I'll be shocked if there's not
cooking.
Maybe we should have done top
power
five or
washing?
Top ten.
Power
yeah.
washing?
See, I was thinking like let's go domestic. Let's go domestic
yeah, like
with him.
Cleaning.
Like cooking, cleaning, sewing.
It would be knitting if it was anything.
Okay.
cooking, cleaning, and knitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cooking, cleaning.
Final answer locked in.
Can I guess what mine will be for myself before I go?
I would have never guessed mine, by the way.
I wouldn't have guessed mine either. Well, I knew. I was like, there's probably going to be a dog one because me and Barrett send each other dog videos all the time.
Mm. Ah, shit.
I'm thinking cooking is a good one. Some type of cooking related thing.
Yeah.
I think also some type of like police brutality type.
Okay, yeah, something fucked up. You're right.
A cop shooting a guy in his own car
or
after
like
acorn
prison,
drops.
Like a prison situation. Something.
Yeah, probably more of like a cop chase or like a body cam while they're arresting someone. And it's like always against the police and all the videos.
You guys have seen the acorn thing, right?
Coaster.
Yeah, I looked that up.
Roller coaster video.
And that would be my third. Yeah.
Fuck theme park.
Yeah.
Forgot.
I think that will be like a good scale.
Yeah, but we
I guarantee
got any,
I would.
Right?
I think I'll do 10, and what? I bet I'll hit all three of those before.
Okay, but we're still going with cooking, cleaning.
Yeah, we're still locked in at cooking, cleaning, knitting.
I'm saying I'll hit those three within the 10.
Okay,
I think maybe like only doing three for three is where the issue was.
Mm.
I like.
Sometimes I think it takes a second to warm up.
Yeah, Instagram, what did Michael Jordan do? What would he do in this?
He would call out his high school basketball coach that didn't put him on the team.
Okay, let's do that. All right, what are you fiddling with?
Sorry, I think Austin did not mean to text that to me. He said heading downstairs now, and I was like, ah.
Hey, baby,
don't come
girl.
Down.
What up?
All right, Instagram.
Instagram. Oh, I get it. It's the instant gram.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
Okay. What's taking so long, Jeff? Morrissey.
Music thing, right?
But it.
Oh, did you say music thing and I talked you out of it? Yes. I'm a fucking idiot.
What does it say?
It says Smiths and a Trump rally. So it's political and music.
Wow.
So please, please, please let me get what I want.
That's a good campaign for
this
Trump.
Time.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the Smiths and that makes me upset. Okay. But fuck Morrissey, right?
Okay,
yeah,
next
fuck
one.
Morrissey. All right, next. All right. Another music thing, Foo Fighters.
God.
This is not music. This is amazing.
What is it?
Oh,
police
it is Foo
brutality?
Fighters.
Set to Foo Fighters.
It is what's it called when you do like fake sword fights for?
LARPing.
No, but like it's like a
jousting?
Sport.
Oh, fencing.
Fencing.
It's fencing, but they're in wheelchairs.
To the Foo Fighters? What the flying fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a guy. Wait, he stood up. He stood up from his wheelchair.
He stood up. Okay.
All right. No cooking, no cleaning, no knitting
well,
so far.
Ambulatory wheelchair users exist. So
let's do it. Last one, baby. Let's do it. Come on. This, we got to get one.
This one is an ad. It's like a weight loss ad. Okay. Okay. No, 28-day challenge where people go from like morbidly obese to like ripped in like 5 days.
And their Nobody face cares. Is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can change my face. I can change my face, mama.
They're like a different race and shit.
Yeah.
I can change my race, mama.
Last but not least, knitting.
Where's your emergency?
Police brutality!
Highway 77 going north, and there's somebody that is on the wrong side of the road.
And then did you see what color or type of vehicle it was?
No, he had his brights on, man. He almost ran me off the road.
Okay. Could you tell if it was a car, truck, or SUV or anything?
Car, truck.
It looked like a truck. Okay, but that dude, he almost hit me, so I was like, holy.
So a cop video.
A cop video.
So you got that one.
We got it! Woo!
We did the best for me.
Yeah.
But I also answered my own.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of cop videos.
I believe that. I'm surprised there weren't more roller coasters.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's 90% roller coasters. That's what I was saying. I was going to go through 10.
Taylor Swift, like, so TikTok.
Taylor Swift comes up all the fucking time for me.
Yeah.
But it's always being like, fuck Taylor Swift.
TikToks used to... Like TikTok algorithm used to have me down a little better. It would show me a lot of Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah. TikTok has a way better like system of algorithms.
Instagram Reels sends me a lot of videos of, and I'm not kidding, this is gonna sound, and I'm not body shaming anyone, and I love my body no matter what, but I get so many videos of like, how to dress as a plus size girl.
What? Really?
Yes. Everything is like, I'm a mid size queen, which is like when you're not skinny but not fat.
Yeah.
And they're like, how to dress my mid size body. And like it's literally all like, get ready with me on my mid size plus size body
oh my God.
That I love no matter what.
I get a lot of like
it's all that.
I do get a lot of those like 20-day challenges where like people all of a sudden are like ripped as shit.
20 days, that's almost, what is that?
All my girlies in your 30s who don't know what to wear.
Oh my God. 20-day challenges, that's almost a month.
Plus size boutique.
Was that in a row? Two in a row?
Yeah. This one is.
So what does that mean? Do you search a lot of that? I don't know.
I don't know
wrong.
How they work.
Okay.
All right.
I think if you linger on one instead of like scrolling right away on it, like I think it counts
just
that.
Keep playing that.
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I get a lot of like, how to dress your curves. I'm like, I don't know.
I also think like if you click on a comment section of something, I think it takes that as like an extra point towards that thing, which like is bad for me because I like to read the like most hatred comments.
Yeah.
Like anytime there's anything like transphobic or homophobic, I'm like, "Ugh, now I got to read shitty goddamn
comments."
And then and then all of a sudden like 5 minutes after that, I'll be like, "Why has the last 20 videos been like men and women are not able to be
oh wait, do they have a Instagram for how to dress your body covered in bug bites?
I'll look it up. I watch a ton of like lice removal, earwax removal, cyst removal videos. I'm surprised none of that shit came up. I like it nasty. I like my Insta Reels nasty.
I really like this video.
Now we're just looking at our phones.
I know. What have we become?
Oh, Shai Hulud! Shai Hulud!
As it is written.
This one is an old man playing Scrabble to this younger guy. And he fucking puts down the word yeet, Y-E-E-T. And the guy's like, that's not a real word. And he goes, yeah, it is. And he goes, yeet. And he throws the whole board in the guy's face.
That's fucked up.
The sleeper.
But it's an old man doing it, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right. And that was called...
What was that called?
Guess Real.
Not to be confused with
Guess Real. It has the same theme song.
Guess Reels.
That's a different
guess.
Theme,
oh, yeah, it is different. It's similar.
Guess Reels.
Guess Reels.
Legend Brownie.
Oh, you love that.
I love Lightning.
All right. Did Molly want to get real?
We can't. How do we have time? Should I save it? Okay, save it. Save it.
Okay.
So all you little worms out there, we love you so much. Jeffy, you got anything to plug?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
I'm still on my journey through 2022 albums. I'm almost done with it.
2022 albums?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Finding the best 50 albums of 2022.
Okay, great. I love the 2-year delay.
It's taken a while. Yeah. There's a lot of music.
All right. He's still working on it.
I'm almost done.
Everyone get off his case.
I'm almost done. Then I'll move to 2023.
Is there any Tay on the list?
No, because that was Midnight.
Midnights,
and I listened through that whole album, and I don't think it's gonna be in my top 50.
Okay,
I think there was a couple good songs on that album, but overall,
is that supposed to be like the best Taylor Swift album?
No.
Okay.
I think overall it's one of her weaker albums.
Run and tell that.
Also, I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3.
So okay. Check me
amazing
out,
game
on Twitch.
King.
Been playing Dave the Diver.
Hell
very
yeah.
Fun game.
That is a fun one.
You dive down, collect fish, go back to your sushi restaurant,
Jeffy,
and sell it.
This podcast comes out on Wednesday. Are there any shows you're in on Thursday or Friday?
No.
Okay.
Why'd she ask me that?
I don't know.
I was in the middle of talking about Dave the Diver.
I don't know.
Okay, I just want to say me and Matt Cole are in a show on Thursday. At Reaver Norfolk.
It is
the Improv Extravaganza. It's a short form improv show. It's not called the Improv Extravaganza, but I think it should be.
We get naked.
You can come see me and Matt Cole in that, and probably Jeff in the audience if he knows what's good for him. And then on
I might be sleepy.
Oh yeah,
going out of town.
Your big trip. And then on Friday night at Modita Cafe in Ocean View, there is another improv show you can come check out that has a lot of friends of the pod, including myself in it as well.
Hell yeah!
Maddie Cole, you got anything to play?
I'm gonna be on tour with the Kings of Comedy.
Who are the Kings of Art?
Yeah, it's
John Leno. Jay Leno.
John Leno. No, his name's Doug.
He has something.
It's Jay Leno.
Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg's back?
And George Carlin.
He's back too.
All right. Go off, King.
That's it.
Sounds good, everybody. And to all the little worms out there, until next time,
keep wiggling!
Thanks so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast at Go On Podcast Production. If you have an embarrassing story, like to be guest on How Embarrassing, send us an email at howembarrassingpodcast@gmail.com.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
You have damned me.
Hop on pop.